You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Murder is more than just killing. It is an attitude of the heart. Discover more about this truth in week 6 of 10.
Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, I'm really excited to be here in our 3 p.m. service. Okay, so I think this is my first or at most second time to be able to preach to you in this main hall service. Okay, so excited po talaga ako. I heard that those people from 3 p.m. service are really excited, especially hearing the word of God. Excited ba talaga yung katabi mo? Okay, so I'm glad. Pag-usapan po natin is the Ten Commandments. So if you were here for the past few weeks, we've been talking about this series 10, where we talked about the perfect law that God has given us. And at the same time, we realized that when God has given this law, He was also expressing His perfect love towards us. And true enough, yun po yung nakita natin at naintindihan natin nung past few weeks. And sino ba sa inyo nasimulan yung itong series na to? Yeah, marami sa inyo. So, nung first week po na pinag-usapan natin to, we talked about the first commandment that we shall have no other God. Tama po ba? So, sa Tagalog, ibig sabihin noon, bawal ang extra Diyos. Okay, so, nung second week, pinag-usapan naman natin that we are not to bow down to any idol. So, we are to worship God alone. And then, on the third week, we talked about not using God's name in vain. So, whether it's through the use of words or probably in our lifestyle, we're not to misrepresent our God. And then, fourth week, we talked about honoring or remembering the Sabbath and keeping it holy. So, sino ba sa inyo nag-Sabbath na kayo last week? Yan, yung iba hindi nakapagtas na kami, Lord. I'm sorry. Okay, God does not condemn you, but I hope you will practice it. And then last week, pinag-usapan naman natin is that we are to honor our parents. Okay, so hopefully po sa mga magulang dito sa room na to, naramdaman niyo po yung sa mga anak niyo pag-uwi nila, they started honoring you, living out the word of God. And today, this afternoon, we're going to talk about the sixth commandment, which tells us that we are not to murder. Okay? That we shall not murder. Okay? So, pag-uusapan natin to ngayong hapon na to. And since we're going to talk about murder, I do believe that this topic is quite sensitive. So, I would like to ask you to be more serious about this topic, to really pay attention. At the same time, we want to start this preaching by doing something different. We don't normally do this, but since the topic calls for it, we want to show you a very sad video that showcases a murder. So, forgive me, especially for the parents here who have kids with them. The video may be a bit graphic for you, so you may want to cover the eyes of your kids as we show you this short video clip. So, okay lang po ba? Can you bear with me for a while as we watch this murder video? Please show the video.
Raises up, contested three is up and good for Kyrie Irving.
Wow.
And Cleveland, this is for you.
Okay, a murder video. Sino ba dito fans kayo ng Golden State? Condolence po sa inyong lahat. Nakikiramay po ako sa pagkamatay ng inyong mga pangarap. Okay. So obviously, in that picture, the dreams of Golden State, okay, was murdered. Okay, so kidding aside, that was not a murder video, but we just want to lighten up our mood for this afternoon. But today, just like what I've said, we're going to talk about a very serious topic, which is murder. Okay, and most of the time, pag pinag-usapan natin yung murder, it's related to death. That's why people doesn't want to talk about it. They cringe from the thought of it. They don't want to really discuss it with anyone. But God has something to say when it comes to murder. That's why today we want to explicitly talk about what the Bible says about it. And today, pag pinag-usapan kasi natin yung murder sa series natin na to, most of the time, people would think that yung command ni Lord not to murder is the commandment that is easiest to explain. Okay? Kasi, ano pa bang i-explain mo pag pinag-usapan yung do not murder? Diba, huwag pumatay, huwag kang papatay. So, what more to say? Very self-explanatory. Alam naman natin lahat na bawal to. So, dapat hindi talaga pumamatay. Do you agree? So, also, people may also say that this commandment is the easiest to obey as well. Okay? Wala naman kasi siguro sa room na to na in your life, your dream is to become a murderer. Parang gusto, paglaki ko, gusto kong mamamatay tao. Parang ganun. Wala naman ganun. No one planned to become a murderer. And I do believe no one among this room, okay, murdered someone. Siguro kung may napatay ka man, nakapatay ka ng lamok, nakapatay ka ng ipis. Diba? Yun na yung closest thing mo to killing. Okay? So yun na yung pinakamalapit. So, probably for most of you in this room, pag pinag-usapan tong topic na to, masasabi mo na, ah, siguro tong topic to, ito siguro yung talagang mafufulfill ko. Ito talaga yung sigurong sure ko na. Okay? Pagkatapos nitong preaching na to, kayang-kaya kong gawin. Check na to. Commandment number 6. Check. Okay? Mission accomplished. But the question now is, could it be possible that we are actually guilty of murder and we're not even aware of it? Could it be possible that the person sitting beside you is actually someone who can be convicted of murder? Pero he himself, she herself, is not aware of it. Today, we want to find out. That's why we're going to read the Word of God for this. So can I invite you to all stand? Tayo po tayong lahat. As we go back to the reading of the Ten Commandments, and we're going to start in verse 1, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And then I'm going to read in verse 1 and 2, and then can we read together verse 13? Okay lang po ba? Sige, let's read. It says there, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought ye out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." Verse 13, "You shall not murder." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your scripture. I pray, God, that you would bring understanding to our minds today. And I pray, God, that as we understand your word, your commandment, give us the strength, give us the ability to obey it and follow it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your seats. We're talking about the sixth commandment, and obviously, this scripture pertains to murder. So, ang tanong ngayon, ano ba talaga yung murder? Okay, pag pinag-usapan natin yung murder, ano ba talaga yung pinag-uusapan natin? What is murder? And for us to be able to understand this, we have to go back to the Bible and see the occasions where murder happened. Okay, kasi pag binasa niyo po yung Bible, you would actually observe that murder is something that God hates. Okay, so ayaw na ayaw ni God na may murder na nangyayari sa Bible. He detests it. He doesn't want murder happening, especially to his people. So he doesn't want murder happening at all. Okay? Pero, pag inanalyze niyo rin yung scripture, you would also find out that there are certain killings that God allowed in the Bible. Meron po mga killings na hinayaan ni God sa Bible. So ngayon, ang tanong, ang murder ba talaga is something na allowable or not? Because clearly, in the Bible, in the scripture that we read, God is saying, do not murder. Pero how come there are certain killings that God allowed in the scripture? Okay, in the text that we read, sa Exodus, a lot of believers were confused originally nung nabasa nila yung text na to. And that's because of the translation that it had to go through from the original text to English. Yung binasa po natin kanina na translation, yung version po niya, yung tinatawag nating English Standard Version. But an older version of it is the King James Version. Nadinig niyo na po ba yun? Okay, so mas popular po yata siya sa Gideon Version kasi yung Book of Gideon na nakikita natin sa hotel. Now, if we're gonna compare those texts, magkaiba po kasi yung translation nila. This is how it looks like. Okay, sa ESV, sabi doon, you shall not murder. But in King James Version, thou shall not kill. Obviously, magkaibang magkaiba po yung ginamit nilang word. One used the word murder, and the other one used the word kill. And those two are two different words. They are similar, but they are also different. So now, people are interchangeably using these words when it comes to this commandment. That is why nagkakaroon ng confusion if this is something that is allowed to be practiced nowadays. If killing or murder is something that is allowed by God. You see, pag tinignan po kasi natin yung original text, yung Hebrew word, when it pertains to murder and kill, magkaiba po. Murder is ratsak. On the other hand, kill is harag. Okay, so magkaiba sila. Now, pag tinignan natin yung definition ng dalawang to, we would see that when you're talking about murder, it talks about a very specific condition. Okay, to take human life deliberately, illegally, and immorally. On the other hand, when you're talking about killing, it's nothing specific. To take any life, whether it's human or animal, to take a human life, whether deliberately or by accident, to take a human life, whether legally, morally, or immorally. Okay? So, hindi siya ganun ka-specific. Killing is general. Ratsak or murder is more specific. Now, if we're gonna go back to the original text of the commandment that God gave that we are not to kill or not to murder, God used the word ratsak. That means, to be faithful to the scripture, the better interpretation or the better version that we could use for this particular text is none other than that of the English Standard Version. Kasi it pertains to murder. Therefore, kung i-define po natin yung murder, tinatanong natin kanina, what is murder? Based on the definition of the word that we used a while ago, we could say that this commandment tells us that we are not to take a human life deliberately, illegally, or immorally. So ngayon, pinag-usapan human life. So, ibig sabihin nito, halimbawa, may kumagat sa'yo, lamok, tapos napatay mo. Patay yung lamok. You would not say, oh no, I murdered the mosquito. Okay, kasi you killed the mosquito. Kasi insect, hindi human life. I remember when I was young, I used to bike a lot and there's a skill na ginagawa ko before, yung nagbabike ka ng no hands. Alam niyo po ba yun? I'm so excited every time I will get to do that. But accidentally, I happened to run over a snail. So pag gano'n, syempre na-crash, patay talaga yung suso. Talaga sobrang discouraged po ako, sobrang takot na takot ako. Kasi aware ako sa kumbanda to eh. You shall not kill. And sabi ko, Lord, naku, ano ba yan? Nakapatay ako ng suso. To the point na every afternoon, pagkakatapos pumasok, magdadampot pa ako ng mga bulaklak doon sa mga daan-daan, tapos ilalagay ko doon sa daan na kung saan ko na sagasaan yung suso. Kasi sobrang nagigilty ako. Feeling ko, parurusahan ako ni Lord kasi nakapatay ako ng suso. Later on, I realized, hindi naman po pala talaga murder yung nagawa ko. Kasi aksidente ko lang napatay yun, tapos hindi pa human life. Okay? Insect ba yun o animal? Okay, so basta yung suso, napatay ko. And then, buti na lang. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying here na yung animals has less value and we should kill them brutally, okay? What I'm just saying here is, as far as murder is concerned, as far as God's definition of murder is concerned, it only pertains to human beings being murdered. Okay? So, nung nakita ko to, buti na lang. Kasi ibig sabihin din kasi nun, tayo po, mai-enjoy natin kumain ng animals. Okay, pwedeng kumain ng baboy, pwedeng kumain ng isda, ng hipon, diba? Ng manok, ng baka. Diba? So, kasi pinapatay lahat yung mga yon. Okay? Also, not only taking a human life, it also involves killing it or murdering it deliberately. So, I mean, it is something intentional, it is something premeditated, planned, okay, preconceived, pinlano mo, napapatayin. So, hindi po aksidente nangyari. So, you would not say, oh, parang halimbawa, worker ka, tapos nagtatrabaho ko sa field, tapos accidentally, siguro yung gulok mo, tumalsik yung patalim, tapos nakapatay ka na yung ng kapwa mo, worker. You would say, oh no, I murdered my co-employee. So, co-worker, you would not say that. Okay, you killed. Okay, in fact, the Bible says that God himself made provision for killings that happened by accident. There's a city called City of Refuge. So, in the Old Testament, if you're someone who accidentally killed someone, you could actually go to the city so that you will be safe. Because during their time, the rule is, if you killed someone, you are to be killed as well. So, pag aksidente, may provision for you, you can be safe for as long as you're in that city. So, clearly, God is allowing certain killing. God allowed certain killings to happen in the Bible, if it's by accident. Here, in murder, it's not an accident. Okay? Next, it happens illegally and immorally. Okay? So, ibig sabihin nito, halimbawa, isang policeman, may inaaresto silang criminal, tapos nakipagbarilan sa kanila, tapos he killed the criminals, you would have said, grabe naman yung mga policeman. They murdered the criminals. It's not the right thing to say. Because what they're doing is something that is illegal and moral. Clear po ba yung distinction? So now in the Bible, there are several killings that God allowed. When the person is killed as a death penalty for murder as well, God allows it in the Bible. Okay, God allowed it in the Bible. When killings is in the context of war, diba, a lot of times God's people would go to war. God allowed it to happen in the Bible. So killings happen there. When they're killing an animal for worship, God allowed it in the Bible. When killing for self-defense, when people are taking advantage of. Okay, in the Bible, God allowed it. In Exodus 22, God allowed killing due to self-defense. In Numbers, accidental killings are allowed as well. Okay, even in the New Testament, God would even allow the government to execute killings and judgment of wrath. Okay, as long as it's according to His will. So, marami pong mga nangyayari ganito in the Bible. Killings that God allowed. But one thing that God hates is murder. It is something that was deliberate, probably due to negligence, may namatay, a deliberate action to kill someone or probably even yourself, okay? Or when it involves people who are helpless and dying. Okay, yun po yung tinatawag natin na murder. Okay, malinaw po ba? Okay, now, when we're talking about murder, we also have to understand why murder is wrong. Ano po bang mali? Siguro, tama namang mali talaga yung pagpatay. Pero I want you to understand that it is not just wrong because you're hurting someone. There is a bigger concern that we have to understand why it is so wrong to murder someone. Okay, una po, murdering someone, okay, terminates the gift of life. It terminates, it ends. Okay, the Bible says in Job that in His hands, in God's hands, is the life for every creature and the breath of all mankind. Ibig sabihin po nito, every living thing, its life is from God. The life that you possess, the life that we have right now, is a gift of God. It was given to us as a precious gift. And the moment we commit murder, okay, we are putting an end to it. We're trying to end that gift, okay? We're making it cease to exist. And pag pinag-usapan po kasi natin yung notion, yung thought that God is the giver of life, ibig sabihin po kasi nun, God is the one who determines the purpose in our life. Tama po ba? Siya yung nag-create sa atin, so He has all the right to tell you, ito yung purpose mo sa buhay. And at the same time, He has all the right to declare kung na-accomplish mo na yung purpose mo sa buhay or not. And the reality is, when you're done with your purpose, God would take you away. Okay? God would allow you to be with Him. So, ibig sabihin nun, okay, siguro yung iba sa atin, nawala na ng minamahal, okay, meron na tayong pumanaw na kamag-anak, na pamilya, na mahal natin sa buhay. I want you to know that if God was the one, okay, who ordained that day to happen, it's okay. Because it only means that God has already accomplished the purpose of that person. And that person is now enjoying his life in God or with God. Okay? So now, what happens is, when we commit murder, okay, we terminate that life. Probably, hindi pa tapos yung purpose niya sa earth, hindi pa tapos yung kailangan niya mangyari sa buhay na to, tinapos na natin, or tinapos ng murderer. That is why it is such a crime. That's why it is so wrong to commit murder. Okay? Because we are terminating the gift of life. And at the same time, since it is considered a gift, it is very offensive to the one who gave it. It is hurtful. Imagine this with me. Let's say, let's talk about a guy who's quite excited to court a girl. So, gustong-gusto niya, talagang gusto niya paibigin, pinaghahanda niya. So, this day came, he can finally visit the girl. So, nag-prepare siya, nagdala siya ng magandang set of flowers. Now, syempre, binigay niya sa sabi ng girl, thank you, thank you. 30 minutes after, when he was already about to leave, he found out that this same set of flowers are now in the trash can. How would you feel? Diba, can you imagine yung excitement niya, tapos malalaman niya yung gift niya, yung most precious gift that he gave to that girl was only thrown away. It was wasted. It was not even prolonged. It was thrown in the trash can. Diba? It's heartbreaking. And that's exactly the picture that happens when when we see life as something that is not that valuable, not important. That when people commit murder, it's like throwing away that precious gift that God has given that person. In the same manner, we are to see life as something that is very valuable. Okay, why? Why? Because it is from God, a gift from God. And murder, okay, is something that we are not to do. The Bible even says that if you're murdering someone, if there's someone being murdered, the people who are doing that are likened to some things. Okay, sabi dun, Satan is the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Diba? Kahawig mo raw si Satanas. Okay, may kilala po ba kayong ganon? Huwag niyong tingnan yung katabi nyo. Okay, you said to the devil, was a murderer from the beginning. Okay, so mamamatay, simula't simula pa. And the Bible says in 1 John, do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. Okay? These are the people who murders. Nakakahalintulad. And the Bible is saying, we are not to be like them. Okay? Because murder terminates the gift of life. And not only that, why is murder so wrong? Okay? Because murder destroys the image of God in man. The Bible says that whoever sheds blood of man, by man his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man. God is saying here that that person, tinan nyo yung katabi nyo, okay? So, yung katabi nyo, that person was created in the image of God. Ba kahit nakakagulat, grabe itong mukhang to. Yes, masterpiece yan ni Lord, kahit mukhang abstract. Okay, so, because that man was created in the image of God. Ibig sabihin po nun, that person, the image of that person, represents the glory of God. I'm not saying na sobrang eksakto, kamukhang-kamukha niya, ganito pala yung itsura ni Lord. Okay? So, grabe. Ang ano pala na itsura ni Lord, parang gano'n. Ang na-offend ka, di ba? Parang gano'n. So, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, that image, that picture that you see beside you, represents the glory of God. That is why it is considered something that is higher, okay? Compared to the animals, compared to other creations. Okay? Only human beings are the creation that God created and that He said they were created after His own image. Ganun po ka-precious, ganun ka-glorified yung mga itsura nyo at ng mga katabi nyo. Now, every time a murder is committed, it destroys the image of God in that person. Okay? It destroys. Imagine with me for a while na ikaw si, kilala nyo ba kung sinong gumawa nito? Si Leonardo da Vinci, di ba? Imagine you're the one who created this painting and I'm someone who's probably going to host an art gallery and I was going to showcase his painting. So sabi ko, nung the night before the gallery, sabi ko, ito pala yung painting ni Mona Lisa, i-retouch ko kaya. Before the actual gallery show, ni-retouch ko. And then lo and behold, pagdating ng gallery show, ito na itsura niya. Do you think Da Vinci would be happy that I did this to his painting? Do you think he would be offended? And can you imagine kung si Mona Lisa mismo, nakita niya yung gallery na to, nakita niya, sabi, hindi ako yan. It does not represent the image that I have. That image is already distorted. It's not the same. It does not represent me well. It is very offending. It is hurtful to the one who created it and to the image that it represents. Ganun po yung nangyari sa painting na to. And I want you to know, in the same manner, every time murder is committed, the image of that person, the image of God in that person is being destroyed. Okay? And sometimes we don't value much the image of other people because we don't see these people as people who are bearing the image of God. Kaya nga minsan parang ang daling sabihin, pag nag-away kayo or may naka-inkwentro ka, mamatay ka na. Nadidinig ba kayo mga nag-aaway sa kanto? Mamatay ka na, mamamatay ka rin. Di ba? Minsan joke-joke lang. But we can say it flippantly because we don't see or we don't recognize the image of God in that person. But God is saying, my image is present in my creation in human beings. That is why murder destroys the image of God in man. That is the very reason why God commanded us that we are not to murder. Okay? Ngayon, we're talking about murder. And maybe you're thinking here, you're already wasted probably your 30 minutes, 20 minutes of your time saying, So, anong connection ng sa buhay ko ngayon? Hindi naman ako papatay. Hindi naman ako mamamatay tao, mukha lang. Pero hindi talaga. Okay? How is it relevant to us? Okay? And to answer that, we have to ask another question. Saan ba kasi nagsisimula yung murder? What is the source or where is the source of murder? Bible says, the book of Mark, and he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. From within, out of the heart of a man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, and adultery. So, ibig sabihin po nun, sa puso pala ng tao nagsisimula ang murder. Okay, so yung katabi niyo po ba may puso? O saging lang ang may puso? Diba, lahat tayo may puso. Ibig sabihin, that person has the potential, has the ability to actually commit murder. So, ibig sabihin, lahat po tayo kasama na dito. When God talks about people who are not to commit murder, He is talking to you and me as well. Because we have the potential to actually commit murder. And when Jesus was talking to His disciples, He expounded on this. He expounded on this commandment so that they would understand why you and I also has the potential to commit murder. Bible says, in the book of Matthew, for I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of old, okay, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. He was saying here na, when it comes to standard, okay, it's not enough that you are just like the Pharisees who are not committing murder. It's not enough that you're just adhering to the law that you are not to kill anyone. Okay? In fact, what he said here in the following verse, in verse 22, is this. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother or sister, okay, will be liable to judgment. Okay? Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. What is God saying here? God is saying, it's not enough for you not to commit murder. If there is anger in your heart, the same judgment that is due to someone who committed murder is also due to you. You who is keeping anger in your heart towards other people. That is what this scripture is trying to tell us. So ibig sabihin po nun, lalo pang tinaas ni God yung standard. Pinalinaw niya, pinaintindi niya sa mga disciples na yes, you may not be committing murder, but if in your heart, you are keeping anger in your heart, it's as good as you're about to murder someone. You see, you have to understand that murder doesn't begin with murder. Murder is birthed by anger. Sa anger po lahat nagsisimula yan when we commit murder. And in a cartoon movie, na Inside Out. Napanood niyo po ba to? It tells that in every one of us, there is anger. Lahat po tayo may anger sa puso natin. Okay? And this anger may be triggered by some rejections that we experience from our friends. Di ba, gumimik silang lahat. Nag-Starbucks silang lahat. Tapos ikaw, walang sumama. So, hindi ka malang in-invite. Hindi ka malang pinasalubungan kahit donut. Or probably, sa school nyo, you're full of anger kasi lagi ka nalang pinagtitripan ng teacher mo. Every time hindi mo alam yung sagot, ikaw yung tinatawag. Ha? Mr. Disagot, alam mo ba yung sagot dito? Okay, hindi po ma'am. Sige, solvein mo sa blackboard. Parang gano'n, napahiya ka pa. Okay? Diba? Or probably, you're with your husband, with your wife, and you're rejected. You feel like, ano ba yan? Parang hindi naglilinis. Diba? Naiinis ka kapag hindi naglilinis ng bahay o kaya nakalimutan mag-entrega. Diba? Magbigay ng sweldo. There's anger. What I'm saying here is there's so many ways to trigger our anger. And God is saying in the scripture that if we are not careful to deal with anger, to handle it properly, it could actually lead to something on the same level as murder. That the same judgment that is due to murder can actually be given to someone who is keeping anger in his heart as well. Ganun po. And it would not just destroy your relationship with that person, it would eventually destroy the other relationship that you have. Recently, medyo sikat to sa media, okay? Kung ayaw ko nanood kayo nito, ha? Nakita nyo na ba yung fight na to? What is this? This is a fight that started with anger. And probably for those two, they just want to vent out. They just want to release their anger. Okay? But guess what? It was, do you think these two got hurt? Yes. They were hurt physically. And take note, sa tingin nyo ba, kung kayo yung kapatid niyan, yung anak niya yung isa dyan sa dalawang yan, would you be happy that they're hurting each other? Of course not. So because of anger, it's not just causing pain to these two, it's also causing pain to the people that loves them. I want you to see that that's how anger works. And when anger is meditated on, when anger is cultivated in our hearts, guess what? It would eventually, or probably, lead to murder. So pag sinasabi natin yung anger, okay? Okay, yung anger ba talaga connected sa murder? Okay? So, not necessarily. But when you talk about anger, it's like, when you're keeping anger, it's like you are already set to a path that could possibly lead to murder. So parang may iba't ibang path sa buhay, pero you already made the choice. Eto na ako. And kapag tinuloy-tuloy mo yan, alam mo yung ending. You could actually commit murder. That is what God is trying to point here. He is trying to make us realize that He is not just after the external obedience that we have not to commit murder. He is also after the internal obedience that we have. Okay? I once heard a story of a kid who is so rowdy, yung takbo ng takbo. Yung pinapapirme mo, pinapaupo mo, sabi mo, anak, upo ka lang, ayaw talaga, takbo ng takbo. Tapos yung mami, medyo nagalit na, sabi niya, anak, maupo ka na dyan. Ayaw pa, anak, maupo ka na. Anak, papaluin na kita pag di ka patawag na Miguel. So umupo na yung bata. Tapos sabi niya sa mami, mami, I'm just sitting on the outside, but on the inside, I'm running around. What's that? Ibig sabihin, in the inside, rebellious pa rin yung anak. And God is saying here, I'm not just after the external obedience. God is after our internal submission to Him as well. That's why God is dealing with anger that is found in our heart. You see, anger is something that can be hidden. Pag pumatay ka kasi, hindi obvious eh. Pero yung anger, pwede mong angitian yung galit na galit ka, pero ngingitian mo pa rin eh. Kaya mo itago. But God is saying, I wanna deal with that as well. No wonder the Bible is saying here that we are to get rid of it. The Bible says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not commit sin. Even if you're so mad, you're so angered by someone, do not commit sin. In fact, don't let the day end. Okay? Na may anger ka pa sa puso mo. In the book of Ephesians, it says there, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be deliberate about it. Tanggalin mo sa buhay mo. Okay? In Colossians, but now you must rid yourselves of all anger. James says there, everyone should be slow to become angry. Okay? So for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. God is so serious. God is so explicit. God is so deliberate in telling us, don't have anything, you are not to have anything to do with anger. Anger is not good for you. And maybe you're here saying, you're thinking, is anger equivalent to murder? Not necessarily. But if we stay long enough in anger, we might end up committing murder. You see, every time we face a situation that could trigger an anger, it may be a rejection, siguro, or probably an injustice. Diba, halimbawa na sumakay ka ng jeep, tapos sabi mo, manong 8 lang, hindi, 10 po yung na-offend ka. O kaya siniko ka, siniksika nung katabi mo. Minsan, simpleng bagay, naiinis ka, di ba? Parang nagtitrigger sa inang galit. In all those occasions, whether you may categorize it as simple lang or grabe naman yung ginawa sa'yo na offense, we always have a choice. Whether to give into that offense, magalit tayo, balikan natin, or magkim-kim tayo ng galit, or to make a decision to actually forgive and trust that God is loving and God is in control. So technically, we always have to ask this question and we encounter this question. Can we trust God's love? Kaya ko bang pagtiwalaan si God sa sitwasyon ko? Sa concern ko, dun sa hinaharap ko, whatever it is that is triggering my anger. No wonder, in the Bible, if we're gonna go back to the Israelites when the Ten Commandments was given, before the law, before the command was given to them, God had to remind these people what God has done for them. The Bible says in verse 1 of chapter 20 in Exodus, says there, and God spoke this word saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It's like God saying, you know what, my people, the people who are following me right now, I love you enough. That's why I want to tell you that I'm in control. It's like him saying to his people before the command, I love you enough, that's why I accepted you. Alam ko, there were times in Egypt that you did things that are wrong before me, pero I still accept you, I still consider you as my people. It's like God saying here, I love you enough that I'm willing to set you free from slavery. Kaya nga pinalaya ko kayo from Egypt. It's like God is saying here, I love you enough, that's why I'm giving you salvation. That is what God did here. And then after making them realize, sa kanya sinabi yung command. Sa kanya sinabi, do not murder. You shall not murder. Because he had to remind these people that God can be trusted. Now the question is, for us today, can God really be trusted? Will you trust God? Can you trust God in your situation? Maybe you're here and there are certain offense that you're carrying and you're against your family member. Probably someone in your office offended you, did wrong to you. Maybe there's someone who may ginawang injustice sa buhay mo, inakawan ka, ginawang ka na, nasaktan ka. Or probably may careless word na binitawan sa'yo, hanggang ngayon, dinadala mo pa. Yung grade 2 classmate mo, sabi sa'yo, pangit ka, hanggang hindi mo pa rin mapatawad. Question is, can you trust God? Can you trust God in your situation? Maybe your kids are disobeying you, and you feel like what they deserve are scolding. Maybe you are here and your husband, your wife is being unfaithful to you and you're saying, dapat lang magalit. He deserves my full wrath. Maybe your teacher is not even going to school pero giving so much hard exams. He deserves my anger. Hindi ko naman siya gagawa ng kalokohan eh. Hindi ko naman siya sasaktan eh. Pero can I just keep it in my heart? Yung galit ko sa kanya? Maybe you're here and you were in a relationship and you feel like pinaasa ka lang niya, gusto pala niya yung best friend mo. Mahugot. But in those situations, you have a choice. Will you choose to trust God or will you choose to give in to anger? Can we trust Him? And I believe the answer to that is yes. Our God can be trusted. You see, if you're going to read the Word of God, if there's anyone who has all the right to be mad, to be angry because of all the treatment and the rejection that he had to experience, it was God. It was Jesus Christ. When he came here to earth, the Bible says he was rejected, he was hurt by the very people that he loved. And even at that, these very people did the very things that would hurt him. Sila yung nagpahirap sa kanya. And the worst part is, these very people that he loved were the very people that caused him to die on the cross. I don't know for you, but if I was probably in his situation and I would experience that much pain, parang ang hirap siguro pigilan na hindi magalit. Ang hirap siguro pigilan sa isip mo na bawian ko itong mga to eh. I'm God. But you know what? God was different. God was like no other. He did not give in to anger. He did not commit murder. The Bible says in 1 Peter, he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he trusted himself to him who judges justly. This is the God that we have. That's why we can trust Him. That's why even if there are certain offenses, there are certain hurts, injustice that we are carrying right now, we can still choose to trust Him and not give in to anger. Because God is trustworthy. Because God saved us so that we won't have to suffer anger, murder, or even any sin that comes along with it. He has died on the cross to save you so that no anger, no murder will have a hold on us. I want to end with this thought and we're going to pray. Jesus saved me. I am free. Murder and anger has no hold on me. This is our confession and this is our declaration before God. Let us pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for the love that you have for all of us. Thank you, God, for indeed you don't want any of your children, God, to experience pain because of anger. And Lord, for some of us, God, in this room, there are still pains that we are carrying right now that are causing us, God, to keep anger in our hearts toward people. For some of us, God, this anger is even keeping us, God, from building secure and lasting relationships, Lord. But Lord, thank you for whatever pain we have, where we can lift it up to you, we can surrender it to you. Lord, today we ask for your healing. We ask, God, that you would affirm us, God, that you would just allow us, God, to feel the love, Lord God, that we are longing for, even to those love, God, that we did not receive from the people that we are expecting it from. Lord, thank you, because you're the one who's filling us up, Lord God, so that we don't have to carry this pain anymore. And because of that, we can also release forgiveness to these people. I want to pray for some group of people in this room. If you are here and you just know that you are carrying bitterness and anger in your heart right now towards someone, I do believe that God wants to release you from that. God wants to ease you of the pain. At the same time, set you free to a new life in Him. If you're that person, I want to pray for you. All heads bowed down, all eyes closed. No one looking around, please. If you're saying, Pastor, by God's grace, I want to forgive right now. I want to release forgiveness towards that person. Can you raise your hand? Yes, I see those hands. Many hands are raised. It doesn't matter kung matagal ka na dito, bago ka pa lang. You just know, God is talking to you right now. God is asking you, my son, my daughter, will you trust me? Will you release forgiveness today? Yes. Yes, many hands are raised. If you're raising your hand, before we pray and receive the healing that comes from God, can you do this? Can you speak and declare that you're forgiving that person before God? Say, Lord, I'm forgiving this person. Say the name of the person. Say it. Say it before God. Lord, thank you. For indeed, as they release forgiveness, God, to this people, God, Lord, your healing is coming upon them. Your release. Lord God, there is breakthrough, there is peace, and there is comfort, God, that they're experiencing right now. No, Lord, even as we speak, we cannot explain it. But thank you, Lord, for we know that today we are in peace. We are at peace, Lord God, because of you, because of this release. And today, Lord, we surrender to you this pain. Lord, may this help us, God, grow more in our love with you. And thank you, Lord, that Lord, no other people, God, can hurt us anymore because we are complete in you. We are secured in you, Lord. Let us be a channel of love towards other people starting today. In Jesus' name.